Quiet, please. Quiet, please.
Roughneck. Well, I was a roughneck. 20 years ago. A little too old, too slow now. Besides, I got a dollar now. Don't have to be a roughneck, you see. Married. Got a nice home. I have to meet the wife. Hey, Mike! Her name's Maxine, but she likes to be called Mike! Mike! Ah, she must be busy in the kitchen someplace. But besides, she doesn't hear very well. Shame, too. She's so pretty and everything. Well, you'll meet her. Sit down. I was saying I was a roughneck. Well, no, that doesn't mean exactly what you think it means. A roughneck is an oil field worker, specifically a guy on a drilling crew. You call them roughnecks like you call a section hand on the railroad a gandy dancer, a garage hand, a grease monkey. Same time, you work on a drilling crew for a while, you're going to be a roughneck in every sense of the word, boy. Yeah, because the derrick floor or four board's no place for a guy with a bow tie. Because when you got to fool around with drilling holes that go farther down into the ground than it is from the top of Pike's Peak down to sea level... Yeah, sure they do. Time I was a roughneck, we got this one down to 7,313 feet. That was a record. But last May, Pure Oil brought one in out of the Natrona Valley in Wyoming at 14,309 feet. That, friend, is almost 3 miles. Quite a haul, that, huh? Sure, I don't think there's an oil man in the world that don't wonder one time or another what's down there besides rock, oil, and gas. Oil that's made out of trees that died 20 million years ago. Oil that's... made out of dinosaur bones, oil that's, well, that's maybe made out of the flesh and blood of men, maybe, that beat each other to death with a stone axe, ate saber-toothed tiger for lunch. Yeah, you get to wondering. You look at the cores that come from way down there, and sometimes there's these little shells, trilobites mostly, that was alive when Manhattan Island, where New York is, was under half a mile of ice. We found something once. Me and Billy Grunwald. And something, it found us. I'll tell you about it.